With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Americans are voting today after a rancorous and contentious campaign season. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Independent voter Gail Kisner would not say who she's voting for, but doesn't necessarily like Kamala Harris.
I can't say I can vote for Kamala Harris because I don't feel that I've heard what she's going to do that's going to make my life better.
20-year-old Kelly Schiaffino, who was voting for the first time, says she's going against her family by supporting Harris.
Thanksgiving will not be fun this year.
But she has faith in her family and that there will be a smooth transfer of power.
I have faith that it'll all be okay.
Julie Walker, New York.
Ukraine says North Korean troops in Russia have been shelled by its forces. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's the first time a Ukrainian official has said that Pyongyang's units had been struck following a deployment that's given the war a new complexion as it approaches its 1,000-day milestone. Western governments had expected that the North soldiers would be sent to Russia's Kursk border region, where a three-month-old incursion by the Ukrainian army is the first occupation of Russian territory since World War II and has embarrassed the Kremlin. U.S., South Korean and Ukrainian intelligence assessments say up to 12,000 North Korean combat troops are being sent to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Western security officials suspect Russia was behind a plot to put incendiary devices in packages on cargo planes bound for North America, including one that caught fire on a courier hub in Germany and another that ignited in a warehouse in England. Poland says it has arrested four people and is seeking two others. On Wall Street, the Dow by 427 points. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans, and all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The chairwoman of the Florida Democratic Party says her side is losing Jewish voters because of the robust Republican response to pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. Nikki Friedman, who is Jewish herself, says what has been happening in American politics has made a lot of our Jewish brothers and sisters start to question the Democratic Party. Experts say a narrative of Jews identified as progressive or left-leaning are feeling alienated. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied as voters headed to the polls on the last day of the presidential election, and as more data piled up to show the economy remained solid. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% and moved closer to its record set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average adding 1% and the NASDAQ Composite gained 1.4%. Excitement about the artificial intelligence boom helped lift Wall Street following a strong profit report from Palantir Technologies. So did a report showing growth accelerated last month for U.S. service businesses. The Dow was up 427 points to close at 42,221. The NASDAQ gained 259 points. At 18,439. The S&P 500 added 70 to 5,782. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.